I'm Rona Tarrant. Results from Israel's election suggest a new right-wing coalition as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is likely to secure a record fifth term. His Likud party is expected to finish with a similar number of seats as former military chief Benny Gantz's centrist Blue and White Alliance. But Likud and right-wing allies are set to be the largest bloc. Exit polls had predicted a tight race with no clear winner, prompting both Netanyahu and Gantz to claim victory on Tuesday night. Cardinal Timothy Dolan and other Catholic leaders have announced a plan to develop church properties in New York City to low-income and affordable housing. Cardinal Dolan joined city and state officials to officially open St. Augustine Terrace in the Bronx this week, a new development that will provide 112 units of affordable housing for low-income families. In addition, Catholic Charities announced a new plan to develop existing church property and other sites into affordable housing, creating nearly 2,000 units over the next 10 years. The chairman of the US Bishops' Pro-Life Committee has called on Congress to pass a measure that would stop late-term abortion. Archbishop Joseph Nauman urged Congress to pass the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which was the focus of a hearing yesterday by the Senate Judiciary Committee. The act would generally extend legal protection beginning at 22 weeks of pregnancy. Canada intends to change the law to make it harder for asylum seekers rejected by countries like the US to file refugee claims at the border. The move comes as thousands of asylum seekers have crossed the border after their claims were rejected in the US. The law would allow immigration officers at the border to reject refugee claims if the asylum seeker had already made a claim in another country that has an immigration information sharing agreement with Canada. Analysis of census data by the National Centre for Pastoral Research has found Australia's Catholic population fell by 2.7% between 2011 and 2016. The figures were based on the 2016 census and found that Catholics are more likely to have a higher education and that members of the church are more likely to have been born overseas than 5 years earlier. The centre assists the Australian Catholic Conference in understanding religions throughout the country. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.